الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madrin channel, welcome once again to another episode of Articles of Faith. In today's episode, inshallah, the topic that we're going to cover is to do with the blessed individuals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this world with, and they are the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, the anbiya ikram alayhi salatu wasalam, that have been sent for our guidance. Before we go into the topic, let's listen to a blessing, the excellence of reciting salat and salam, the peace and blessings upon our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir, Imam Tabarani has mentioned a hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite salat upon me wherever you are, as your salat reaches me. Subhanallah. So wherever we are in the world, recite salat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inshallah our recitation of peace and blessings upon our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will inshallah reach to him. So wherever you are in the world, let's all recite through the park. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to the creation, to this world, different blessed individuals, chosen individuals. These people have been sent to different nations and different areas of the world. And who are these blessed people known as? They are known as the Anbiya and the Rusul, the prophets and the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the reason for their coming, the purpose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent them, is so that we can understand and recognize the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and understand and come to terms with the creator that has created all of this creation, and to guide us towards the straight path. The Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wasalam come to teach us the Sharia, come to teach us guidance, and also to give us guidance towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anbiya, this is the plural of Nabi. The plural form of the word Nabi in Arabic is Anbiya. And Rusul, this is the plural form of the word Rasul. Nabi is a human and upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed revelation. So that person who is a human, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed revelation, wahi upon, for the purpose of guidance, is a Nabi, a prophet. And a Rasul is someone that comes with a new Sharia. He's also a Nabi, meaning he's a human that comes with revelation. Allah sends revelation upon him, but also he brings a new Sharia, a new set of laws. And a Rasul can be from amongst humans as well, and from amongst angels as well. But a Nabi can only be from amongst humans. Every Rasul is a Nabi, but not every Nabi is a Rasul. So just repeat that again for those that might struggle to get the head around this. So every Rasul, every messenger is a Nabi, is a prophet. But not every Nabi is a Rasul. And prophethood isn't something which anyone can just attain. It's not something which, for example, through many sajdas or through many ibadat, keeping extra supererogatory nafal, or reciting so many rakats of salah, or reciting so many pages of the Quran, that a person will then reach to the status of Nabi. No, a person cannot reach to a stage of Nabi through worship. It's not something which we call in Arabic as kasbi, meaning something attained, but rather it's through the ata, it's through the gift, through the giving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to certain individuals that he has chosen, that they attain the station of prophethood. And anyway, in today's day and age, there is no other new prophet that can come around anyway. So no one can attain prophethood after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another point to take note is that a prophet can only be from a human and from amongst the male category. No jinn, no female can be a prophet. How many Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wasalam, how many prophets has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to this creation, to this world? So the exact number of prophets is not known. And we shouldn't really put a number to this as well. Reason being is because we have to believe in every single prophet that has come. To even disbelieve in one prophet that this person was not a prophet, then that will make a person leave the fold of Islam. Why? Because the articles of faith are that I believe in Allah and His angels and His books and His prophets. So prophets are included in the articles of faith. So for us to disbelieve in any one of the prophets, that will constitute to us leaving the folds of Islam. So if we put a number to a prophet, or a number to the amount of prophets or total prophets that have come, then in this case, because it's not exactly known, so in this case we may be affirming someone who wasn't a prophet as a prophet because of the number, or we may be affirming someone that who was a prophet, but now because we've said a set number, we've now put him as a non-prophet. So because of this, we do not set a number as to how many prophets have come. And even if we was to set a number, for example, it's mentioned regarding 124,000 prophets. So in this case, we don't set that as 100%, as a definitive. We say that approximately 124,000. So then in that way, we don't exclude anyone, nor do we include anyone that shouldn't be. In the glorious Quran, the book of Allah, the Quran Majid, the prophets that have been mentioned in there, the number of them are 26. 26 prophets have been mentioned in the Quran by name. So inshallah, we're going to cover the names of these prophets and the ayat or the places in the Quran in which they have been mentioned in. The first amongst the prophets that have come is Sayyiduna Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And now I just want to mention an extra point here. You just heard me say ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. So what does this mean? Ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam means that you are sending peace and blessings upon that individual, that prophet, and also you are sending peace and blessings upon our prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the same time. So whenever we name the names of the prophet, we try to also send peace and blessings upon that prophet as well as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So first and foremost, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he has been mentioned 25 times in the Quran. Prophet number 2, Sayyidina Nuh, Prophet Nuh, he has been mentioned 43 times in the Quran. And both of these prophets have been mentioned together in one verse in Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 33. Let's listen to the tilawa of this.
Inna Allah astafa Adam wa Nuha wa ala Ibrahim wa ala Imran ala al-alamin.
Number 3. The blessed name of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has been mentioned 69 times in the glorious Quran. The name of Sayyidina Ismail, 12 times in the glorious Quran. The name of Prophet Ishaq has been mentioned 17 times in the glorious Quran. The name of the Prophet Yaqub, Prophet number 6 on the list, he has been mentioned 16 times in the Holy Quran. And the ayah which mentions all of these prophets is in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 140.
أَمْ تَقُولُونَ إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطَ كَانُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا.
Number 7, Sayyidina Yusuf, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam has been mentioned 27 times in the glorious Quran. One of them is in Surah Yusuf, ayah number 4.
إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ
Number 8. The name of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Dawood, he has been mentioned 16 times in the glorious Quran. One of them is in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 251.
وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتَ وَآتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَعَلَّمَهُ مِمَّا يَشَاءُ
Prophet number 9, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he has been mentioned 17 times in the glorious Quran. From amongst them, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 102.
وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُو الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ
The blessed name of Prophet Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam has been mentioned 4 times in the Quran. One of them is Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah number 83.
وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ
Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he has been mentioned 136 times in the Quran. And the name of Harun, the brother of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he has been mentioned 20 times in the Quran. Both of them have been mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf, ayah number 122.
Rabbi Musa wa Harun.
The name of the Prophet Zakariya, Prophet number 13 on the list, he has been mentioned 7 times in the glorious Quran. Number 14, the name of Prophet Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam has been mentioned 5 times in the Quran. Both of these in Surah Al-Maryam, ayah number 7.
Ya Zakariya, inna nubashshiruka bi ghulamin ismuhu Yahya lam naj'al lahu min
Number 15, the name of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam has been mentioned 25 times in the Quran. One of them is Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 59.
Inna mathala Isa inda Allahi ka mathali Adam.
Number 16, Prophet Ilyas alayhi salatu wasalam has been mentioned 3 times in the Holy Quran. From amongst them, one of them is As-Saffat, ayah number
123.
Number 17, the name of Sayyidina Yasa has been mentioned 2 times in the glorious Quran. And the name of Sayyidina Zulkifl has been mentioned 2 times in the glorious Quran as well. And these are from amongst them ayats. One of them is Surah As-Sa'd, ayah number 48. Number 19, the name of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam has been mentioned 4 times in the Quran. From amongst them, one of them ayahs is Surah As-Saffat, ayah number 139. Number 20, the name of Prophet Lut alayhi salatu wasalam has been mentioned 27 times in the Quran. One of them is in Surah As-Saffat 133. The name of Sayyidina Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet Idris, and an extra point in regards to Prophet Idris is that he is alive in Jannah. And he is mentioned 2 times in the Quran. Once in Surah Maryam, ayah
56.
Number 22, Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, he has been mentioned in the glorious Quran 9 times. From amongst them, one of the ayahs is Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 73.
وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا.
Number 23, the name of Prophet Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. This has been mentioned 7 times in the glorious Quran, and a full surah has been dedicated to this prophet as well, Surah Hud, and he's been mentioned in ayah number 58.
وَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا نَجَّيْنَا هُودًا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا.
Number 24, the name of Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam has been mentioned 11 times in the Quran. One of them is Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 85.
وَإِلَى مَدِيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا.
The name of Prophet Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam has been mentioned once in the glorious Quran, and that is in Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah number 30.
وقالت اليهود عزير ابن الله وقالت النصارى المسيح ابن الله.
And the final, the prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, the leader of all other prophets, Imam al-Anbiya, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has been mentioned by name in the glorious Quran 4 times. One of them is in Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 144.
وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ.
As well as this, once with the name of Ahmad in Surah As-Saff, ayah number 6. My dear viewers of Madin channel, as we just heard, many of the ayats of the Quran and the names of many of the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, it's very important that we try to learn about their blessed life as well. And every prophet is an example for us. Every prophet's life is a means of guidance for us. So learning about these prophets, especially those that have come in the Holy Quran, is very important. To understand and to learn about these prophets, Dawat Islami has released a book by the publishing department of Dawat Islami, Maktabatul Madina, by the name of Quranic Wonders. So this book can be purchased, and also it's available online PDF version free of cost on Dawat Islami's website, which is on the bottom of the screen, www.dawateislami.net. You can download this book and inshallah read upon the stories of the prophets and other stories related to the Quran as well. I want to just mention that there are 4 prophets that are alive, meaning alive in reality. And that is number 1, Prophet Ilyas alayhi salatu wasalam. Number 2, Prophet Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. Number 3, Prophet Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. And number 4, Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. 2 of them, which are Prophet Ilyas and Prophet Khidr, they are alive in this world. And the 2 of the other prophets, Sayyidina Idris alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they are in the heavens. Another point to understand regarding the aqaid, the belief regarding the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, is that no prophet or rasul can ever commit any sin. The prophets are ma'asoom. They are sinless. They cannot sin at all. It's impossible for them to sin. As well as the prophets, the angels are also ma'asum as well. To consider anyone else to be infallible, to be sinless, to be ma'asum, this is incorrect. Because only the angels and only the prophets are classified as ma'asum, as sinless. A question may arise that are the Anbiya, the prophets, even superior to the angels? Or are the angels more superior? So this question might be in the minds of many. So in actual fact, yes, the Anbiya Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, the prophets of Allah, have a much more superior rank than the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can ever reach to the level or to the rank of a prophet. And amongst all the prophets, there are actually different ranks for the prophets as well. Some have been given a higher rank than others. And this has been mentioned in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah,
تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. These are Rusul. We granted some of them superiority over some others. Another question may arise from amongst the prophets, which from amongst them are the most superior ranked? So there are five prophets which are known as Ulul Azam, the most highest of ranked prophets. And their order goes, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as number one. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, number two is Sayyidina Ibrahim, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then Sayyidina Musa, then Sayyidina Isa, and then Prophet Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. So again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as number one, number two, Prophet Ibrahim, number three, Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Prophet number four is Prophet Isa, and Prophet number five is Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. So these are known as Ulul Azam, the most superior of prophets from amongst all Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wasalam. One of the most superior prophets from amongst all is Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Jesus, who is known as in English. Let's listen to a little bit regarding Prophet Isa. The Prophet Isa, Jesus, is from amongst the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, and to believe in him is necessary. If you don't believe in him, then in that case, you will be leaving the fold of Islam. The name of Prophet Isa is Isa ibn Maryam. In English, we will say Jesus, the son of Mary. And from amongst his titles are Kalimatullah, Masih, Wajih, Muqarrab, and Salih. And our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the virtues and the blessings of Prophet Isa. Three ahadith I want to present to you. Number one, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this is stated in Kanzul Ummal, that I am the dua of my father Sayyidina Ibrahim. And at the end, Sayyidina Isa ibn Maryam was the one who gave glad tidings of my arrival. Hadith number two, this is in Abu Dawood. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is no Nabi between me and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He will descend from the heavens near the day of judgment, and when you see him, you will recognize him. His complexion will be fair, height will be medium. He will be wearing two light yellow robes. His hair will be dry, but will seem as though drops of water are dripping from his head. He will then slay the swine, and all the religions except Islam will be eliminated by Allah in his age. Sayyidina Isa will kill Dajjal. He will pass away after living on the earth for 40 years, and Muslims will offer his funeral prayer. So this is the words of the Prophet ﷺ regarding Sayyidina Isa. And inshallah, this topic of the coming of Sayyidina Isa, the second coming, we will be discussing in later episodes in more detail. Hadith number three, which is in Sahih Muslim, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah Azza wa Jal will send Sayyidina Isa, he will descend on the eastern white minaret of Jami' Masjid Damascus wearing two light yellow robes, and will be resting his hands on the arms of two angels. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful sight this would be. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then further on states in the hadith, when he will lower his head, two drops of water will be dripping. And when he will raise his head, white silver beads resembling pearls will be dropping off. SubhanAllah, beautiful narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he has described Sayyidina Isa, the Prophet Isa, and his second coming. May Allah azza wa jal have mercy upon us. Regarding Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet Isa, a very important belief is needed to be understood. And that is that Sayyidina Isa has not passed away, he has not yet died. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised him to the heavens. He was not crucified. In fact, when the Jews were in search for Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the people that were with Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who was a munafiq, someone who was a hypocrite. He went to the place of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and at that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam to the heavens, and the face of that individual was then made to resemble Prophet Isa alayhi salam. His face was of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, but his hands and feet were of his own. And when the Jews, or when the disbelievers came and went to arrest that person, to crucify him, they thought it was Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and then they crucified this individual. So from this we can understand that in actual fact, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was not crucified, he was taken to the heavens, and a person was made to resemble his face, and that's why people think that it was Sayyidina Isa that was actually crucified, but in actual fact, it was not. And this is confirmed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, in Surah An-Nisa, ayah 157,
وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍّ ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن وما قتلوه يقينا.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. And it is the truth that neither did they kill him nor crucify him, but for them a lookalike was created, his face resembling the face of Isa. And those who disagree regarding him are indeed in doubt over him. They know nothing of him, but are merely following their assumption. And without doubt, they did not kill him, rather Allah raised him towards himself. So from this we can understand that the Quran has affirmed the story and told the correct version of the story, that Sayyidina Isa was raised to the heavens and was not crucified. And on near to the day of judgment, the second coming of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will, inshallah, take place. Moving further on, just want to mention one or two of the miracles of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Number one, Sayyidina Isa, when he declared prophethood, he performed a miracle and he was requested to create a bat. He then made a bat from clay and then blew in that bat, and that bat then became alive and started to fly. SubhanAllah, amazing miracle. A second one was in regards to health. In that day and age, medicine and the human body, relieving the human body from pains and illnesses, was a very big science that was learnt and taught, and people were much indulged in this science. So Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was given the power to cure people from blindness, cure people from leprosy, and even bring back the dead as well. In fact, it's mentioned that four people were brought back to life by Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Number one, someone by the name of Azar. He loved Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and unfortunately he fell ill. And the sister of his informed Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in regards to his illness, but Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was on his travels and could not make it. And by the time Sayyidina Isa reached to the place of his city, he had unfortunately passed away. So he told the sister that, take me to the grave of Azar. So he went there and he performed dua in the court of Allah. And with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Azar rose from the grave, and he actually lived for many years and also had children, and then later on passed away. Another person was the son of a lady, and this son was brought back to life as well. He also lived for many years and also had children as well, and then later on passed away. A third person was a young girl, and she died in the evening, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised her from the dead through the virtue of the dua of Prophet Isa. And finally, the fourth person that was back to life by Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was the son of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Sam bin Nuh. He was in his grave, and for around about 1,000 years he had been in the grave, and people wanted to see him. So Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam went to the grave and he was rose back from the dead. And at that time, he said to Sayyidina Isa that, please allow me to pass away because I don't want to feel the pains of death again. So he immediately then passed away. So these were miracles of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. What amazing miracles they were, and truly an inspiration for us to revive our iman and to bring back love of religion in our heart. And I pray to Allah that may Allah Azza wa Jal keep us guided, and may Allah Azza wa Jal keep us under the shade of these beautiful individuals, these prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, and on that day of judgment may we receive their intercession. Take care, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah help me understanding of Islam. Allah help me understanding of Islam.